Marine Story, starring Robert Young, who can currently be seen in the 20th Century Fox motion picture Sitting Pretty, and the music of the United States Marine Band.
August 1st, 1847. I, Captain Archibald H. Gillespie, United States Marine Corps, now begin to record in writing the events here at the Fort of Los Angeles. All day, artillery has been pounding the stockade. Our ammunition being low, we are withholding fire. My purpose in this account is to make the events known should none of our forts survive. From the annals of our history come the tales of men of the Marine Corps, men of skill and courage, men who cherished the ideals of freedom and democracy, men who fought to preserve them. Through the service of these ideals on land, sea, and in the air are dedicated the men of the United States Marine Corps. Listen now to Robert Young as Captain Archibald H. Gillespie, a Marine hero in the days of old California. This is the 20th day of tight siege. My force now numbers 59 men, Marines and native Californian volunteers. Our only hope is relief from Commodore Stockton at San Diego or from Captain Fremont somewhere to the north. Facing us is a well-armed, mounted force of 400 men led by Jose Maria.
Pico, we shall ask for unconditional surrender.
I do not think they will yield, General Flores.
They must, Pico. They have no water. They have no food. They must surrender.
Who knows? This Capitan Gillespie, he is a stubborn man.
And so is General Jose Maria Flores. You will ask for parley. Bring him my terms, Pico. Unconditional surrender.
Captain Gillespie, United States Marine Corps.
I represent General Jose Maria Flores, and I bring you his terms.
I recognize no General Flores.
Oh, you will not like that.
And tell Flores I order him to lay down his arms or face the penalty for banditry and insurrection.
That he will not like, the General.
Then we will wait, Pico. Time will work for us. He will learn how good a general is Jose Maria Flores. He will learn it with thirst and hunger.
General Flores...
He will learn it...
What is the Marine Corps? He said he is a Capitan Gillespie of the Marine Corps.
It makes no difference if he is a Capitan from the Corps of Satan himself. He will need food and water. He will surrender to General Flores.
August 4th. Our main problem is food, water, and ammunition. Morale among the men is splendid. I do not believe Flores can take the fort by direct attack, and the men share my confidence.
Captain Gillespie.
Yes, Lieutenant.
What are the new ration orders, sir?
Food, one half. Water, one third.
Yes, sir.
I think tonight we shall make the attack.
Tonight, General?
A week now. They do not return a fire, a single sign of life. Tonight we shall make the attack and take it forth.
Who knows, General? Who knows?
August 12th. Last night we repelled a full-scale attack. We are more firmly convinced that Flores cannot take the fort. Their horses shied at cannon fire. Flores' fire discipline is poor.
men are fine riders and, for the most part, good shots. They cannot, however, attack, seize, and hold.
Tell him, Pico, tell him I give him one more chance to surrender. That we will attack again and again. That last night was only a taste of General Flores.
I will tell him.
My terms are the same, Pico.
But it is we who are setting your terms, Capitan.
If Flores lays down his arms immediately, I shall ask for an amnesty for him and his men. Otherwise, the full penalty for banditry and insurrection against the authority of the United States government.
No, but we recognize no government, Captain.
I do. Those are my terms.
You are a very stubborn man, Capitan.
Tell Flores what I said.
A very stubborn man. And it is my misfortune to deal with you. But that is the fortune of war. Is it not, Capitan?
August 15th. Last night, another attack. Our ammunition is dangerously low. A few more like last night, and we will not be able to hold Flores off.
I have the volunteers, sir.
Good, Lieutenant. How many?
Two, sir. One to make his way to Commodore Stockton. The other will try to get to Captain Fremont.
Give them two fast horses and let them slip out tonight.
Yes, sir.
August 16th. Another attack last night. And this morning, again, I had the pleasure of another parley with Pico.
Capitan Gillespie, we know your rations are very low. Another attack may be soon. We shall take the fort. I ask you and your brave men to surrender to General Flores.
The parley is over, Pico.
Oh, wait, Capitan, wait.
Yes?
You are a brave man, Capitan. But I do not think a foolish one. Oh, you must surrender. It is the fortunes of war, no help will come. Last night I captured the two men you sent from the fort.
Pico, I promise you, if any harm comes to those men, you'll swing from the highest tree in California. I promise you that. And this afternoon, the two men returned to the fort unharmed. I believe this is more shrewdness than kindness on Pico's part. He calculates, no doubt, to lower the men's morale or impress us with his nobility. Or is he just a little bit worried? We, however, are now at a crisis.
The very best, sir. Our water will last another 2 days.
Lieutenant, we've got to break out of the fort.
Charge, sir?
They'd sweep into us and cut us down. Now, Lieutenant, have you noticed how their horses shy from cannon fire?
Oh, I have, sir.
Now, if we could shell Flores from the fort and drive him back into the hills for a while...
It would mean the last of our ammunition, sir.
But it would give us a chance to get out of the fort and make a dash. Myself with a contingent to Commodore Stockton, you to Captain Fremont.
Yeah, it might work, sir. We might do it at that.
Tonight, then, we'll split the men. Fire full cannonades until the ammunition is exhausted. And then, out through the gate. Ready, Lieutenant?
The men are mounted and ready to go, sir.
Good luck, Lieutenant.
And good luck to you, sir.
See, Pico, it was the attack.
Perhaps. He is a stubborn man, this Capitan of Marines.
Now we will sit in the fort and we'll come to General Flores. Then we will sweep the Americanos into the sea.
Who knows?
Men will come to me by the hundreds to serve under General Flores.
General.
What is it, Pico?
This Capitan of the Marine Corps. He left his flag flying. Look.
The force numbers 400, Commodore Stockton, armed with carbines and sabers. They have several pieces of artillery.
We'll march on Los Angeles, Captain Gillespie. Marine contingents will be under your command.
General Flores, my riders report many men marching to Los Angeles.
Good, Pico. They come to join General Flores.
Oh, that I do not believe, General. They are led by Americanos.
Americanos?
Indeed, with many men and many cannon. No, General, this Captain Gillespie, he did not surrender. Now he comes back to fight.
Pico, I shall take my men and ride for reinforcements.
I think you will get no men in California. They march with the Americanos.
Then I shall ride over the border.
Perhaps. But who there would join you? No, General. I should stay in California. It is my country.
I believe this will be the closing entry in the Journal of Events at Los Angeles. We marched into the fort with band play. This afternoon, again, I had the pleasure of seeing my old friend, Pico.
It is the fortunes of war, Capitan. I and my men are riding to San Fernando. And we see Marines, so we parley.
You're a lucky man, Pico. Where's Flores?
Who knows, Capitan?
I repeat, you were a lucky man. If Commodore Stockton caught you, there would have been no amnesty, I assure you. Perhaps Captain Fremont has been too generous.
Who knows, Capitan?
Are you willing to obey the laws of the United States?
Capitan Gillespie, men like Andres Pico and Jose Maria Flores, we know only what we see. I have known no laws in my life. Where is this law you speak about?
I see. Pico, do you see that flag?
Yes, Capitan.
That means law. The right to live in freedom and peace. The men who respect the law and the rights it guarantees, they swear their allegiance to the flag. They lift their hands smartly in a salute. Like this.
Like this, Capitan?
Good, Pico, good. Now, do you think you can teach your men to do that?
I think so, Capitan.
Fine, Pico, fine.
Thank you, Robert Young, for a fine story and a splendid performance. You know, I had no idea the Marines had so much to do with the winning of California.
Well, Guy, the Marines certainly made their mark in California. As a matter of fact, Captain Gillespie of the Marine Corps became governor of the region. And today, Southern California is a favorite Marine Corps training ground. Men who join the Marines come to the places enriched by the proud tradition of the Corps and are given superb training to maintain it. The Marine Corps is now accepting a selected number of volunteers, men between the ages of 17 to 30. If you qualify, you can become part of the great Marine tradition, make lasting friends, and receive the peerless Marine Corps training in radar, radio, diesel mechanics, tool making, aircraft, and in many other trades where your choice may be. Volunteer for tradition and career. The Marine Corps is first choice.
And that was Robert Young, today's guest star in Marine Stories. Listen in again next week when the United States Marine Corps presents Marine Stories with another Hollywood favorite of stage, screen, and radio. And the music of the United States Marine Band.